Death of Sheremetev's horse army. Curtain wall from the broad tower to the food supply tower view over Narva River. The Narva River flows out of the Lake Peipus and runs into the Gulf of Finland. According to one of the versions, the name of the river comes from the Vips word, Narvaini, which means a rapid or a waterfall. It is true that there are famous Narva waterfalls upstream. The life of the citizens of Ivangorod and Narva has always been tightly connected with the river. In peaceful times, trade and fish flourished here. Water energy has been widely used. The river also sheltered thousands and thousands of victims of bloody wars. Tragically, there are evidence that took place in the Narva River in 1700 during the battle between Russia and Swedish armies. In this battle, the troops of Peter the Great, which were laying siege to Narva, were defeated. The Russians were retreating while the Swedes were advancing, and the cold waters of the Narva River were waiting for the Russian troops. The historian and writer Alexander Petrov described the passage of Sheremetev's Russian troops and horse army going across the river. They were retreating to the waterfall, and Wilde's division started driving back Sheremetev's cavalry. The latter fled, and since there was not a bridge across the Narva River in this place, the retreating soldiers took advantage of the fact that the riverbank becomes less rocky in this place and runs smoothly to the water, forced their horses into the water, hoping to swim across the river. However, just a few of them managed to cope with the current that was very rapid because of the proximity of the waterfall. Over 1,000 people were carried down by the current of the waterfall and died in it. We can vividly imagine a horrible picture of the combat of a body of cavalry consisting of 5,000 people against the waters of the river, which took hold of so many victims. And we cannot stop feeling astonished at how much the people were overwhelmed with panic that they had completely forgotten about the waterfall, which of course reminded them itself with its roar. Other tragic events took place at the same time downstream near the island of Kapaholm. The general headquarters of the commanders of the Russian army were located here, and a pontoon bridge had been built across which Russian infantry forces were trying to use to cross the river. From the historical novel Peter the Great, written by Alexei Tolstoy, we learn about what happened. The mixed troops of Godovin and Trubovsky were in fear of being cut off from the passage, and they ran to the shore, and so many people stepped under the bridge that the pontoon sank. The yellow waters of the Narva River, troubled by the western wind, started gushing over the railings. In those rapid waters, beneath the snow cover, dead horses and human bodies were swimming. All that remained of Sheremetev's horse army. Horse bodies were washed ashore and piled up near the sinking bridge. Shouting people pushed from the shore. The bridge gave lurch with its right side. Water gushed over the deck. Railings crackled. Hemp ropes started tearing, and the pontoons in the middle submerged into water and then dissolved. The people that were on the bridge started falling down into the roaring flow in which dead bodies of people and horses were whirling. People started shouting, but those who were back continued pushing. Soldiers were falling down into the Narva River in their hundreds, until the disrupted part of the bridge was not washed ashore. Later on, talking about this particular moment in the Battle of Narva, the Swedish King Charles II used to say, "There is no pleasure in fighting with the Russians, since they do not resist like others. They just run. If Narva had been covered with ice, we would have hardly managed to kill anyone." The best sight was when the Russians ran into the bridge, and the bridge broke under them. It was like a pharaoh was devoured by the Black Sea. Heads of men and horses, arms and legs were seen everywhere in the water. Our people were shooting them like wild ducks.